Hello and welcome to the Marketing Meetup podcast. My name is Joe Glover and this talk is by Anne-Marie Miller from Carbon Orange, speaking all about sketchnoting and how that can be an amazing tool for you to note what you're listening to, what you're seeing, and then recall it at a later date. Anne-Marie speaks about it far more eloquently than I do. Anne-Marie is ridiculously talented when it comes to producing sketchnotes. I really recommend you to check her out at Carbon Orange. This is a lightning talk, so it's very quick, and so will my introduction. So I really hope you enjoy the talk. If you'd like more from the Marketing Meetup, head to themarketingmeetup.com, come to one of the events, or listen to more of these podcast episodes. There are loads! That's me done. So all that's left to say is I really hope you enjoy the talk. And that's it. Enjoy the talk.
Hello. The valuable visuals I'm going to talk to you about are visual notes, sketch notes, graphic recordings, and rich illustrations. As a kid, I used to always draw in the letters I wrote or the recipes that I copied out. And when I went to study illustration at college, I was always drawing in my lecture notes or writing in my sketchbooks. I went from illustration to working in graphic design, and for quite a long time I was working at a big tech company producing marketing materials and event graphics and keeping up with a really fast pace of product launches and events. And it was after one of these events in the States that one of our colleagues came back and showed our team a picture they'd taken of a graphic recording from the talks that had been going on. And from this one amazing image, it just lit a spark in me, because just from looking at this one picture, I got a grip of all the talks that had gone on, the information that had been shared, who the speakers were, and all the connections that were made. And when I left that company and set up Carbon Orange, it's something that I started to practice. And I've become really passionate about visual notes, making them and sharing them, and hopefully getting other people to make them as well, because I think they're fun to look at and they're fun to make, and they can be good for all of us. Human beings have always communicated through simple pictures, be it from cave paintings and hieroglyphics. And we're naturally, on large part, visual creatures. When we're young children, we draw quite freely and naturally and instinctively make shapes, draw simple houses and people and trees, and make pictures that, if we're lucky, parents will put up on the fridge. But often along the way, when we learn to write, if we don't see ourselves as artistic, then the drawing side kind of slips. And I think that we should all be drawing because it really helps us, and if not to make an artwork, then to make visual notes. Visual notes are amazing, I think, because when you're making them, you're engaging your different parts of your brain, your hands, your eyes and your ears. It really, really focuses your listening. And in doing them, you find you make connections in the information. And after having made them, it's much easier to recall them to mind, to remember what you've heard, rather than a page of written notes. And there's lots of different purposes that they can be used for. So in capturing meetings, for talks that you go to, lectures, and schoolwork, obviously for a vision, that can be very valuable. For recording travel experiences, it puts a much more personal slant than just photos that anyone might have taken. For diaries, and it's even shown to be useful in therapy. It's quite widely used, especially with young people, where words alone are harder. So anyone can learn to build up a visual library to draw on. So obviously partly using text for your facts and your quotes, and then embellishing with illustrations, simple icons, bespoke bullet points that you can design, collectors and arrows and containers. And then you learn to create structures as well, and it's those different structures that can help you see connections in the information. So this is an example of a sketch note that I did at an event where the speaker did a talk on networking. And it was very useful for me to refer to this later on when I was asked to do this. This is a sketch note I did at one of Lenka's social media meetups. There were three different speakers and they shared loads of information about using video for social media. And when I came to making, wanting to make my own very simple video later on, I could recall very easily exactly where to find Thomas's useful hints. And I found as well, when I've shared these, people who haven't been to the event have been able to get a summary and also kind of a flavour of the atmosphere at the event as well. And for marketing as well, there's loads of different uses, either in print or on screen or live at events. They're super shareable, that's what's really nice about them, and they have this lovely kind of show-not-tell approach. So for social media, they're fantastic. So these are some examples that I created specifically with social media in mind. So the Optimizey ones from Andrew's Optimizey events are created with Instagram in mind, and they each summarize a whole talk. And then at Mob Happy Meetup, I did a big sketch note of the whole event and then broke it up into these little tweetable nuggets. It can also be a way of telling a story, like with Kim's header graphic here. And then in live situations, as a graphic recording, so I've had to censor this one because it had some sensitive information, but this was from a branding workshop with a company, and it was just a really nice experience to do it, and for the people there to be able to see their contributions captured, including some of the sort of sillier moments that might not have gone into the written notes, and then it made a really cool addition for their office walls. And then here I am, living the dream, many years after seeing that first graphic recording that I was aware of, doing a graphic recording for the Cambridge Hack back in September. And this was a really nice experience because people were coming up and interacting, reminding themselves what was going on during the 2 days, and then at the end, taking pictures with it to share. So there's loads of different resources if you want to give it a go yourself. I've brought some books along if anyone wants to come and have a look. If you don't have time to note these down, come and have a talk with me or pop me an email. And so my challenge to you after this is the next meeting that you go to or podcast you listen to or something like that, do your own visual notes and see how they go and share them with me. Or if you have any other suggestions of different uses for them, then please let me know. Thank you.